Hello guys and welcome to Odds On. La Liga 36 match day, only 3 games left, so let's analyze all the games, of course, with Álvaro Romeo. Leave your comments below, press the like and subscribe, and now let's go on with the show. Three games left, Álvaro, in La Liga, and still the situation is very hot for the relegation. How are you, Álvaro?
Very well, thank you, Edu. It's very nice for the relegation, actually. There is only one team from the bottom seven or bottom eight who has 40 points, but Elche has 39, and from there until the bottom of the table, which is Alavés, well, there is an 11-point difference, and you know, I think that no team can be sure that they are going to stay in Primera División. Elche, Getafe, they look like they have it done, but still they need more points. And then Cádiz, Granada, Mallorca, Levante, Alavés, all these teams are getting many points at this stage of the season. It's very nice. And then on top of the table, we know that Barcelona are going to qualify for the next Champions League. They needed that. And it's very important for them to finish second because they will play the Super Cup. That means more money. And because the higher you finish, the more money you get as well. And then Sevilla and Atlético de Madrid, I believe that last weekend they did decisive steps to qualify for the Champions League as well. Especially Atlético beating Real Madrid.
Let's place our bets in these midweek games. Starting on Tuesday, we have three games there, and we have the Copa del Rey, perhaps Vendetta in the final, Valencia Real Betis. Nothing to play for Valencia, already on holidays, but as you remember, Álvaro, they were dangerous against Athletic in San Mamés. You weren't sure that Athletic were going to win that game, and it ended up in a draw. Perhaps they put more effort in this game because of that vendetta of the final of Copa del Rey. And for Betis, I think no options already to play for the Champions League. Europa League is a good price for them. What can we expect in this Valencia Betis?
Yeah, I think that the price of the Europa League plus winning the Spanish Cup is... You will deem that as a very good season for Betis. You know, for this game, I expect, probably looking at the odds, I'm going to back Valencia slightly because I think that the book is considered Betis overwhelmingly favorite, and I'm not too sure about that at this stage of the competition, really. Because Valencia at home against Betis, looking for a revenge for what happened in the cup final and all that, can be dangerous. And, you know, Valencia went to San Mamés, they were competitive because they've got a system, at least they've got a system in place, they've got a plan in place, and Athletic Club Bilbao couldn't beat them, despite deserving probably more because Iñaki Williams had a few chances, then Villalibre hit the crossbar, but yeah, Valencia got a point at San Mamés, and they are, the thing is that Valencia doesn't need to be in a very good moment to get points against big teams. This is something that I have learned this season. And when it comes to Betis, yes, I mean, you just have to look at the table to see that they are going to be in the Europa League next season because they've got 58 points and Villarreal has 53. And Villarreal is the only team, actually, that can take them out from the Europa League places altogether with Athletic Club Bilbao. But as I said, Betis has a comfortable 5 points cushion. So for this game, as I said before, the odds are favorable for Betis. That's why I'm going to go against the tide a little bit. I like the Asian Handicap plus one for Valencia. For example, this is one that I do like. Valencia playing at home, why not? Asian Handicap plus one for them. And then there is a range of odds that are pretty attractive for me as well. For example, the over six cards, you know. These two teams played 3 weeks ago, they know each other, maybe they want to take some revenges from each other. Valencia, at the same time, is by far the team with most cards in La Liga. They've got 118, and Alderete is the player with most cards in the competition too. So I think that Valencia is very likely to get a heavy number of cards, and Betis probably will be up to the challenge. So over six cards here, pays 195, I like this one too. Or, you know, if you back Valencia, and I do believe that here Valencia can get at least a point, a double chance for Valencia, 191. I like the odds for this game a lot, actually. You will see that in some other games I have picked only one odd, and I am a little bit dubious. But here in this game, I think that an Asian handicap plus one for Valencia, for example, is excellent. Or over six cards, I really rate this one to 195.
All right. How was your bet, by the way, Álvaro, with the corners in the Athletic Valencia?
Athletic took two more corners than Valencia.
Okay.
So I think that I lost it, Edu, because I said Asian handicap minus two. Mm-hmm. Well, Athletic Club Bilbao, they took more corners, that's for sure. They always do. They didn't do it only against Betis this season, I believe.
Then money back, if it was only minus two. Talking about Athletic, Álvaro, going to Granada, still they can qualify for the conference. So I guess they will travel to Granada with that goal of getting the 3 points, but it won't be easy because this Granada has improved a lot under Carranca. They got 2 draws against Atlético, also the only game they played at home against Celta de Vigo, and that shocking victory, 2-6 in Mallorca, that is a key for them to get out of the relegation spots, and this game is also very important for Granada, especially, Álvaro.
Yes, I'll go very quickly here, because, you know, what Granada did was totally unexpected. They got 34 points, 2 more than Mallorca, so they sent Mallorca to the relegation spots. We never expected that. And the truth is that now Granada depends on their own results. I would like to flag Jorge Molina again, because he's 40 years old, and he scored 2 goals, and he gave 2 assists in those games, in that game. And then I was listening to an interview to Luis Milla, a Granada player, and he was saying that all the players, they are following a very strict diet, and also like some really good routines that they are helping him recover and regenerate as well. For example, Luis Milla and some other Granada players, they are sleeping in a 35,000 euro bed that you know, helps them recover after the games, and they need recovery because they played on Saturday and now they are playing on Tuesday. So hopefully Granada will be ready for the challenge. I know that Athletic will as well, because for Athletic Club Bilbao the situation is very clear right now. A month ago it looked like their season was over, a little bit like Valencia's after they lost the cup final, but the truth is that Athletic Club Bilbao is only 1 point away from Europe. Villarreal has 53 points, Athletic Club Bilbao has 52, so they have to come out there to Los Cármenes and try to win the game. Look, for this game, I'm gonna go for an Asian handicap plus 0.75 for Granada. I know it sounds, you know, a little bit too abstract, but I will explain to you what it is. Basically, if they win, you win. If they draw, you win. And if they lose by one, you get half a lose. Why am I doing this? Because Athletic's only, they only got 1 win away for more than a 1-goal margin. And it was against Osasuna when they beat them 3-1. But every time this season, Athletic Club Bilbao is winning away, they do it for 1 goal only. So I think there is a good chance for Granada not to lose heavily, obviously. So an Asian handicap of plus 0.75 for Granada is very good. That pays 1.65. And the draw here, honestly, I don't normally go for the draws, but the draw here, it's very succulent as well. That pays 3.50, and I could see this happening too.
We have to say, Álvaro, that is very good option lately to bet on draws in La Liga. In the last 2 match days, we had a lot of draws on Sunday. Yeah. For instance, every game was a draw except the derby. So it's a good idea always putting some money on draws. Last game on Tuesday, we have Barcelona Celta Vigo. Barcelona was very close also to get a draw against Betis, but Jordi Alba scored the winner. As you mentioned, they are qualified for the Champions League. They have almost the second spot of La Liga in their pocket. At home, we know that they've been not as great as away, but they are playing against Celta de Vigo, that is very relaxed, score 4 against Alavés. So perhaps we see a lot of goals in this Barcelona-Celta de Vigo.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to do for the over 2.75 goals. That pays 1.65. If you want to up that a little bit, well, you can go for example, for over 3 goals, and that will be paying, let me tell you exactly, over 3 goals pays 1.84. So it's about right as well. I like that one too. I think that Celta is playing for nothing because they are already staying in La Liga, and Iago Aspas is enjoying his football in the twilight of his career. I mean, he has scored 17 goals this season, and he has scored 4 goals in the last 4 games. So, you know, Iago Aspas will be clearly the biggest threat of Celta coming into this game. When it comes to Barcelona, well, number one, I would like to praise a little bit the core of veteran players who are still, you know, putting good performances, solid performances for Barcelona. One of them is Busquets, who is suspended for this game. The other one, Jordi Alba. I mean, Kik has scored 3 goals and Kik has given 12 assists this season. And in Europe, in the big 5 leagues, only Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson has better numbers when it comes to attacking stats than Jordi Alba. So, you know, he's doing well, Jordi Alba, this season. I know that he has had some defensive deficiencies. Obviously, he's 33, on his way to 30, or on his way to 33, and he will have dips in form. But still, he's been very important for Barcelona. So Barcelona is looking to finish second, qualify for the Super Cup, and to get as much money as possible from finish high on the table. I don't know if Ter Stegen is going to be back. We still don't know about that. And Ansu Fati probably will play some more minutes. I would like to talk about Ansu Fati a little bit, very quickly here. He has scored this season a goal every 81 minutes. And in La Liga, he has scored a goal every 60 minutes. So even if Ansu Fati is not fully fit, he's got this scoring capacity that hopefully next season he's going to show more for Barcelona and for the Spanish national team in the World Cup. And then one more thing that I would like to say. The second half of the season for Barcelona has been decent, okay? I've been reading a lot about how bad Xavi is doing. The truth is that Barcelona was disappointing in the Europa League, and then when it came to trying to catch up with Real Madrid, they couldn't make it, because Real Madrid is doing a fantastic season. But in the second half of the league, Barcelona has gotten 38 points out of 15, which is 38 points out of 45 points. It's very good, if you think about it. I mean, that gives you those are decent numbers. You know that with that point tally, Barcelona will probably easily fight for a title race for next season. They have to make sure that they do something similar in the next season, obviously, and probably if Real Madrid sign Mbappé and some other key players, then Real Madrid is going to widen the difference with Barcelona. But still, the second half of the competition for Barcelona hasn't been that bad. They've got a positive head-to-head against all the top five, even against Betis. So yeah, I will say that, you know, I know that Barcelona is not the perfect team. They are not going to win the Champions League in a while, I believe. But still, domestically, at least they are becoming a solid performer. So for this game, I'm going to go for Barcelona to win. That pays 140, almost nothing. But if you will go for marginal wins, this is a good one. Over 2.75 goals, 165. And Asian handicap corners, minus 2.5 for Barcelona. That pays 192. I expect them to attack more on the wings, especially, therefore, to have more corners.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Jordi Alba, for sure, one of the most hateable players in La Liga. I think we can agree on that. Wednesday, Álvaro, we have Alavés Español, Alavés almost in Segunda División. Actually, they could be mathematically relegated if they are not able to beat Español after that defeat against Celta. At home, they won the last two against Villarreal or Rayo. We know that Español are very poor away. They are already safe, Álvaro. So perhaps this could be another victory for Alavés, although the odds are kind of low, I would say.
The odds are kind of low because I think the book is know perfectly that Espanyol is not very reliable away from home this season. So I could go for the following. Look, number one, Espanyol comes into this game after drawing with Osasuna. And one thing that caught my eye is that Raúl de Tomás was on the bench. But apparently he quarreled with Vicente Moreno and then he came in the second half and all that. So it's not the best possible time for Espanyol. They say that Vicente Moreno is set to leave, the manager. And maybe Diego Martínez will be the next manager of Espanyol. This is the rumor and this is the word on the street. And that would be a hell of a signing for Espanyol because Diego Martínez, former Granada manager, is a great manager. When it comes to Alavés, yes, they are bottom of the table. Obviously, Levante won this weekend. Last weekend, they didn't. And they are basically 6 or 7 points away from safety. It's almost impossible for them. But I think that this is going to be one of the last dances for Alavés. So I'm going to back them to win with an Asian handicap of minus 0.25 for Alavés, which pays 199. The decaf double chance, basically, if they win, you win. If they draw, you get half a lose. I like that one a lot because I think that Espanyol is playing for nothing and Alavés is playing for something. And I also like the under 2.5 goals. That pays 175. Why am I going for under 2.5 goals? Because Alavés haven't scored more than 2 goals at home in a game this season. So I think that Alavés, if they win, as I am backing them for, they are going to win for margins. And probably it is very unlikely that Alavés scores more than 2 goals and probably more than 1.
Next game is Osasuna Getafe. Here we have Getafe fighting to avoid relegation. They have 5 points more than Mallorca, so still need 1 victory, I would say. They haven't conceded in the last 3. two goalless draw in the last two, and they are facing Osasuna, always competitive. They got also a lot of draws. Perhaps this is another game, Álvaro, that could be a draw.
It could be a draw, yeah, and I like that one a lot because, you know, I think Getafe are playing, they got much more to play for, that's for sure, because they are still not safe mathematically. And at the same time, Osasuna, they know that they are going to stay in Primera another season. So a draw pays 3.10, and I think Getafe could take a draw, and Osasuna probably too. I don't think they care so much about this game. And there is another market that I like here as well, which is the over 1.75 goals, just because it pays about right for me. 1.73, so thinking about Getafe maybe, you know, after two scoreless games, scoring just one and Osasuna putting another one just to get a draw, why not to think that this is a possibility too? Over 1.75 goals, 1.73, but the draw is very nice as well, 3.10.
Indeed, next game, this is the key one for the relegation, Sevilla-Mallorca, also important, of course, for the Champions League, because Sevilla, with a victory, they will play the Champions League the next season, only one victory in the last four for Lopetegui's men. Also, they have still options to finish second in La Liga, but as I said, Álvaro, especially important for Mallorca after that defeat against Granada, away they are terrible, 9 consecutive defeats. And the next rivals are Rayo and Osasuna, but I think right now if we have to bet which teams are going down, Mallorca is one of them.
Yeah, I think so. They have lost the last two games. Away from home, they are enduring their worst ever away form. As you said, 9 consecutive defeats away. It's very difficult to revert a situation like this. And they are playing against Sevilla. I have spoken about Sevilla in the past, in the previous shows. You know, I'm not particularly enthusiastic about their season, but this is the moment for Sevilla to get 3 points and just put the season to bed, really. With 3 points, Betis will never catch up with them, and Sevilla will be another season in the Champions League. So, for this game, I pick 3 odds that I think that are pretty, pretty decent. Sevilla to win, 1.6. Sevilla to win 2-0, 2.50, just because Mallorca, they are the third worst attacking teams in La Liga, and Sevilla is still the best defense in La Liga, having conceded only 29 goals. So I think that Sevilla to win 2-0 is something that we can think that is a very logical bet. So Sevilla to win 2-0, 2.50. Or otherwise, I can go for the Asian Handicap corners here, -2 for Sevilla, because I do believe that they will attack more. And as I always say, as a consequence of their attacking football, they will end up having corners. So Asian Handicap corners, -2 for Sevilla, 1.76. But I would be happy with Sevilla to win alone. 1.6 is pretty decent. I mean, it's more than a marginal win, and you can stay assured that Sevilla at home against teams like Mallorca, normally they get the results.
Next game, last one on Wednesday, Elche Atletico de Madrid. We saw Atletico Madrid winning the derby. They really celebrated it because it's almost their ticket to the Champions League. We saw some nasty things in the standings that we shouldn't see in a pitch, even if it's a derby, against Real Madrid supporters, even families, that we shouldn't see. Also, the radical supporters of Atletico de Madrid saying things that the club shouldn't allow, Álvaro, but this is a classy thing, I think, for Atletico de Madrid. Talking about football, I'm not sure about these odds because I am still not convinced about this Atletico de Madrid, 1.7 to win away in Elche. I wouldn't take these odds.
In fact, Edu, it's funny that you mentioned that number in particular, 1.7, because I'm going to back another odd that gives you exactly the same money, which is an Asian Handicap plus one for Elche. And that pays 1.7. Look, I'm not too convinced. I think it's slightly better, honestly. I'm not too sure about Atletico. I think that against Real Madrid, they put the energy, the performance. They had a few chances to kill the game. That's true as well, because Mateus Cunha, Griezmann, even Carrasco had a few chances. I love the game Carrasco did against Real Madrid, but still, they are not scoring many goals, and then Atletico away from home hasn't been as reliable as last season, obviously. So, you know, it's difficult for me to think that Atletico is going to win away comfortably, because they have proven this season that they are really struggling to get 3 points, and they have lost against Mallorca, they have lost against Levante, you know, teams like this. So, Asian Handicap plus one for Elche here, really, it means that if Elche wins, you win. If Elche draws, you win. And if they lose by one, you get a stake refund. So why not to think that Elche this time can get that point, for example, 1 point, and get the 40-point tally, and therefore stay in Primera División one more season, I think that this is a possibility, yes. But if you disagree with me, I recommend you something. Just don't go for Atlético de Madrid, because they've been so unreliable this season that you don't know what they are going to do away from home. So don't bet in this game. But if you go for a bet, or if you think that betting in this game is a good thing to do, well, in my opinion, an Asian handicap plus one for Elche is something very decent here. But as I said before, don't get too carried away with this game, because, for example, there are better games to put your money on this season, like, for example, Valencia-Betis, or like, for example, the Barcelona-Celta game with in the goal market.
Was it penalty, in your opinion, Álvaro?
Which one? The penalty on Atlético de Madrid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have called it. I think that without VAR, that penalty would have never existed. Really, but if you look at that action from every possible angle, slow motion and all that, then you end up persuading yourself that that is a penalty. But in my opinion, it wasn't, Edu.
Mm-hmm. Next game then, Real Sociedad-Cádiz. I'm not liking how Real Sociedad is ended the season. They should finish in Europa League spots, but as we imagine, they lost against Levante. They are not good scoring, and this is a tricky game. Also, the odds are very low for Real Sociedad. I would never take these odds, because I pretty much like how Cádiz are also ending the season and how they are playing with Sergio González on the bench.
We agree too much, Edu. Maybe we should start dating or something like that.
We bet together, that's it.
Yeah. Let's bet together. Let's leave it there. You know, I like the double chance for Cádiz here, a lot. It pays 250. And, you know, Real Sociedad, I think that they won't have available Lenormand. By the way, Lenormand has played every single minute in La Liga, but he's not available for this game. He's one of the most important defenders in the team. And then Isak is out for the game as well. And, you know, Isak is not scoring many, but the truth is that he's the best number nine they've got right now. So, you know, I think that these absentees can affect Real Sociedad a little bit. Then Real Sociedad is kind of safe for European places, not necessarily Europa League, because Villarreal is only 3 points away from them, and maybe Real Sociedad will end up playing the Conference League. I'm not sure about that, but I think that here back in Cádiz is a strong possibility, because Real Sociedad is having a really disappointing second half of the season. I mean, they can't score. They have scored only 34 goals this season, and they have conceded 34 as well. So, you know, these are not the numbers of a team that is going to qualify for Europe. And I think that coming into the next season, it will be better for Spanish football having Villarreal playing the Europa League than having Real Sociedad playing the Europa League, because lately Real Sociedad in Europe, they haven't been able to compete, and normally they get out of the European competitions, not in the group stage, but always in the last 16 rounds. So I'm going to go for the double chance for Cádiz, 250. And I like as well the Asian handicap plus 1.25 for Cádiz. It pays 164, obviously, there is less money in there. But if Cádiz wins, you win. If they draw, you win. And if they lose by one, you get half a win. So Real Sociedad is not scoring many.
Next two games, Álvaro, Rayo Villarreal. As you mentioned, Villarreal is still fighting to get into the Europa League, 3 points away. The problem for the Yellow Submarine is that Rayo, they are ending the season in good fashion.
Yeah. Rayo is going to stay in La Liga. The other day they celebrated their point against Getafe with the away fans in the Coliseum at Getafe. I think they deserve the point. We still don't know whether Iraola will continue or not, because I believe that there is a chance that he will end up being Athletic Club Bilbao manager for next season. But yeah, even the Rayo players in the Rayo camp, they are very happy, and they have rated a lot their performance over the last 12 months, because 12 months ago, Rayo was in the second division of La Liga. They got promoted after being sixth in the segunda división. They went through the promotion, the playoffs, they did it, they came in primera división, they reached the cup semifinals, and now they are safe with 3 games to go. So the season has to be good, and Comesaña, one of Rayo's players, has given the season a 10 out of 10. So I think that there is a lot of satisfaction in the Rayo camp for this season. And then their opponent are Villarreal. And Villarreal, they are suffering from absences, like for example Gerard Moreno. We don't know if Danjuma is going to play this game. The other day Villarreal deserved much better against Sevilla, but then Koundé scored in the 90th minute and the game was over, a draw for each, and Unai Emery was fuming with the referee. He was asking for respect from the referees, and the truth is that maybe Villarreal was a little bit damaged by the referee in that game. So for this game, since they are playing away, Villarreal, and Rayo is playing at home, and Rayo has nothing to play for, I'm going to go for both teams to score. I like this market a lot here. That pays 190.
Let's go very quickly with the last game, Álvaro. Real Madrid, Levante, Real Madrid on holidays. They showed it against Atlético de Madrid, or at least very relaxed, just preparing the Champions League final against a Levante that can be also mathematically relegated. Perhaps here we should expect many goals, no? A relaxed team and Levante fighting for their lives, a team that concede a lot and also score a lot.
Yes, absolutely. Levante scores a lot of goals for a team in that position. Then Real Madrid didn't score against Atletico, but that doesn't happen too often. I mean, Real Madrid doesn't go two games scoreless. And against Atletico, they took six shots on target without scoring. This won't happen anymore. I can see Real Madrid scoring goals. Levante probably too. So I'm going to go for here something unusual. Real Madrid to score in both halves, 205. I like this one a lot. Or the over 2.5 goals is something that I back personally. It's very nice. And also the Asian handicap corners -2 for Real Madrid because they will attack more. That pays 178. But as I said, Real Madrid to score in both halves, I like this one, 205.
Real Madrid didn't score in the derby, especially because Jovic was the number 9. So that's a big plus, big minus. And also Asensio played the 90 minutes. Also a handicap for Real Madrid. Álvaro, let's go for your ACA for these games in midweek.
Of course, Edu, very quickly, you will see that I want Betis Valencia to be the backbone of my ACA because I've got an Asian handicap +1 for Valencia, over 5.5 cards in Betis Valencia, over 2.75 goals in Barcelona Celta, Asian handicap corners -2 for Real Madrid. All that together, 7.24.
Thank you, Álvaro. Eskerrik asko. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
We have all the options now to bet in this match day. Do you like Álvaro's ACA with a lot of bets for Valencia Betis? Let me know, of course, in the comment section. Don't forget, press the like, subscribe, and also remember that we have a podcast for you. Thanks for watching. See you very soon.